各位早晨，再一次祝大家新年快乐，今天都是年初九，都是新年当中，So wish you all, continue to wish you all a happy new year. It's the ninth day of Chinese New Year. Still got a few to go. So still time to wish happy new years. 咁我哋都求主呢就係俾大家有快乐同埋平安。咁今日呢我哋就係睇诗篇104. So we're going to look this morning at Psalms 104.104. 咁你可以打開聖經睇詩篇104. And you can turn in the Bible. 咁啱啱唱一啲嘅美麗嘅詩歌，咁詩篇104篇咧就係一個美麗嘅詩篇。We just sang some wonderful songs, and Psalm 104 is a beautiful psalm. 呢個可以稱為係創造的詩歌， and some people call it the praise of creation. 因為詩人是用這個詩篇來描述神的作為。 As the psalmist wrote this psalm to explain how God created, 他是用很多美麗的詩句來講， and use some beautiful poetic terms to express his meaning. 咁我哋睇到圣经嘅时候咧，就知道神用好多唔同嘅文学嚟表达佢嘅伟大。As you study the Bible, you see that God has used many different types of literature to express his greatness. 圣经有66卷书 ，there are 66 books in the Bible. 咁有每一个都系有佢嘅特别嘅独特嘅表达嘅方法。And each of them have their unique, special way of expressing God's greatness. 咁神透过呢啲唔同嘅文学咧，嚟俾我哋认识到佢嘅爱。And God is through these different types of literature shows us his love. 所以我哋睇到圣经里边有历史，有记载文，有诗歌智慧，有预言，有教导，有故事。So you know, in the Bible, there are different types of literature. There's history, there's narrative, there's psalms and wisdom, there's prophecy, there's teaching, and there's even stories. 所以系当我哋研究圣经嘅时候，我哋要用唔同嘅方法是研究了解不同的文学。And so as we study the Bible, we need to use different tools or methods as we look at the different types of literature that's in the Bible. 特别是当你看历史书的时候，可能要照字面黑字白字来看个意思。And it, when you look at the historical accounts, you know, you have to look at it, what it's teaching literally, and take it at face value. 但是当我们看诗歌的时候，我们看一些诗篇，我们可能要用另一种的工具来看。 But when we look at the Psalms, often we need to use a different tool to study. 特别是这个诗篇104是有很多的特别的诗句的是描述。 Especially here in Psalm 104, it uses so many different poetic expressions. 在当中有比喻，有形象意义，有隐喻，有拟人法，有预言，有比较，有象征主义，这样的不同的诗句的方法。And so in Psalms, especially in this Psalm, we see he uses parable, figurative languages, metaphors, personification, allegory, comparison, and symbolism. 当我们看到这些的比喻这样的方式，我们要知道它是比喻着一些的事情，不是真的是，你不可以当那些比喻是照字面来解释。 And so when we look at it as a parable and as a figurative expression, we can't think of it as being a literal a meaning of what he's trying to say. 咁我睇到呢啲诗篇嘅时候，我觉得系好多系赞美，教导我哋赞美同埋祷告。And so as we look at the Psalms, we see that they teach us so much how to praise God and how to pray. 喺呢个诗篇104咧，就系好美丽，系表达神嘅奇妙。And so Psalms 104, it's so beautiful how it expresses the awesomeness of God and His beauty. 104呢就是俾我哋认识神嘅作为喺创造嘅里边。And so Psalms 104 shows us how God in His creation, how God is so awesome and wonderful. 我一家人呢就是上个星期即年初三呢就在香港行这个大屿山的凤凰山。My family last week, third day of Chinese New Year, we were in Hong Kong, Lantau Island, and we walked up to one of the highest mountains in Hong Kong, in Lantau Island, Feng Wang Mountain, I guess, Phoenix Mountain. And that is Hong Kong's second highest mountain, and it's the second highest mountain in Hong Kong, 934 米高. And it's 934 meters above sea level.今日我哋就蒙查查就以为就我哋好轻易而过嘅，咁我同师母行完之后几日就行唔喐啊。And we thought, you know, we thought, well, this is an easy thing to do. But afterwards, Kitty and I found it was very. The next couple of days, our muscles are really stiff and it's hard to walk. 系其实上到大自然，上到高山嘅时候，就可以更加睇到神嘅伟大。But you know, when you go into the nature and you go up into a high mountain like that, you know, you can really draw closer and see God's awesomeness better. 咁我哋嗰日就可惜，因为我哋上到高山，即以为就可以睇到好多环境，但系其实大雾嘅。我睇到好似我呢度睇到后边嗰边已经睇唔到，咁近距离已经睇到，可能中间都睇唔到。It's such a big fog that day that we couldn't even see from here to the back of this room. Maybe even not even the half of the room. It was that foggy. 有啲时候咧，大雾就散咧，我哋可以睇远啲啊，咁就睇到美丽。咁多數咧，我哋睇到眼前嗰咁多個石級，又繼續上，又繼續。But most of the time, we looked in front of us, and so many more steps just going up and up and up and up. 咁但係我睇到神嘅偉大嘅奇妙，我哋嘅神好奇妙，佢創造呢個天地。But our God is so awesome, and He created this world. 我哋睇詩篇104第一節到第九節。Let's look at Psalm 104, verse 1 to verse 9.我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，耶和华我的神啊，你为自大，你以尊荣威严为衣服。Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my Lord, my God, you are great, you are clothed in honor and majesty. 披上亮光，如披外袍。You cover yourself with light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a curtain. 在水中立扭角的栋梁，用云彩为车棍，藉着风的翅膀而行。He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks on the wings of the wind.以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。Who makes his angels spirits? He ministers as a flame of fire. 将地立在根基上，使地永不动摇。You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it would not be removed forever. 你用深水遮盖地面，又如衣裳。珠水高过山岭 You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. 你的叱咤一发，水便奔逃；你的雷声一发，水便奔流。At the rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hasted away. 珠山升上，珠谷沉下。归你为他所安定的地。They went up over the mountains, they went down into the valleys, the place which you founded for them. 你定了界限，使水不能过去，不再转回遮盖地面。 you have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. 一齊祈禱。主啊，我哋感謝你，睇到呢個嘅詩篇，見到咁美麗嘅詩句描述你嘅偉大，你嘅創造。主啊，我哋求你今日透過呢個詩篇嘅時候，係再一次向我哋講說話，让我们能够真的看得到你的作为，看到你是值得赞美，因为你是配得赞美的主。我们将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。 这个诗人 是赞美神是伟大是自大。 Here you see how the psalmist is praising how awesome and great God is, because God is great.神是以尊严威尊荣威严为衣服。He says that he's clothed in honor and majesty. 神是一个灵啊，神使唔使着衫啊？ God is a spirit. Does God need to wear clothes? 呢啲是比喻的方式，是描述神的伟大。This is a parable, an allegoric or a metaphorical way of expressing the greatness of God. 神是伟大，祂本身是有威严，是尊严。God is great, He's awesome, and He's full of majesty. That is what He is. 神是非常之厉害。And God is, you know, just so great. 当我思想到神的时候，我会想到，当我们在凤凰山行紧，即是那天，即是香港很多人去这个的另一个的地方，不是山，不过是沙田有个黄大仙。I think as we were walking up on the Phoenix Mountain in Lantau Island, other people in Hong Kong were gathering at another place in Hong Kong, not a mountain, but it was the temple of Wong Tai Sin, or how do you say that in English? 那又去車公廟，又去拜神，甚至有些人在我們的大嶼山那裡有個大佛在那裡拜，我們聽到舞獅，我們看不到，因為大霧我們看不到，不過聽到有人去那裡拜。 And even some people were there at Lantau Island, you know, that big Buddha up on the hill there is where we started walking, and we couldn't see the Buddha because of the fog, but they're up there worshipping. 他就在那天就是敬拜一些手做出來的偶像， and they're worshipping idols that are made with hands.但我们的神是创造整个山，创造整个地球，创造整个宇宙。But our God created the mountain, created the earth, created the universe. 我们的神是伟大，是尊荣。Our God is awesome, He's great. 他是配得赞美。And He's worthy in honor of praise. 我们看到这个诗篇第二节说神披上亮光， and in verse 2 it says that God is clothed in light like a garment. 披上亮光， He's put on light. 圣经说我们听神就是光， but the Bible tells us that God is light. 圣经甚至说我们听在创世纪第一章，神说要有光就有光。And even in Genesis chapter 1, it tells us that God said, let there be light, and there was light. 神本身是光，在神里面毫无黑暗。God is light, and in God there is no darkness. 我们感谢主，我们这个创造天地万物的真神，是满有光，是无黑暗，无欺骗。Praise God that the God that we worship, the creator of the universe and all that we see,He's light, and in Him there is no darkness, there is no deception. 我们的神是值得赞美。Our God is worthy of praise. 第二节都说神铺张穹苍，如铺万字。And in verse 2, it also tells us that He stretched out the heavens like a curtain. 你有试过铺床单啊？Have you ever put a blanket on a bed? You know, just lie 出来, boom! 飞出来就是You know, you just stretch out the sheet on your bed and you throw it out and there it is. Or a tarp from a tent. 或者一个的帐幕的一个布帐。这个是一个比喻的方式来讲。That's just a parable expression of how God did it. 神怎样创造天? How did God create the heaven? 그러면 포장, 하면, well, did he stretch it out or did he snap his finger? 그러면, you yao, so bin yao, or did he say, become, and it became? 하면, 자망 안. 무지 자망하야, 이거 생절에. Maybe he just blinked his eye. Each time he blinked his eye, another star appeared. 神怎样做? 这个是一个诗句的应用法的。 This is just a poetic expression to express to us how God did it. 这个意思就是轻而易举,对神来说,很简单,很容易。 And what it's actually trying to express is that God created the heavens so easily, so simply, just like spreading a cloth. 对神来说是容易的一件事,易这么快。 And to God, it's just so simple. Just like that. 我们看到我们的神是伟大。他做天、做光、做宇宙。皇帝先行不行？车公庙行不行？菩萨行不行？观音行不行？ Our God is awesome. He created the heavens. He created the light. He created everything. Can Buddha do that? Can the God of mercy do that? 我们的神是伟大，是值得赞美。第三节又用一个比喻，又描述神的创造。 And in verse 3, it goes on and uses another parable to express how God created.
在水中立纽角的栋梁，云彩为车军。 藉着风的翅膀是移行。
He lays the beams of the upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks on the wings of water.
当我们看到这个描述到神行，是不是用车行的？
Does God drive a car?
神风有没有翅膀？你见过风有翼的吗？
Does the wind have wings? Have you ever seen the wind with wings?
这些是美丽的比喻的方式表达神这个伟大。是人有限的思想，我们用我们有限的思想，没办法思想神这个无限的伟大。
You know, it's because we have limitations in our intellect, and it's impossible for us with our limited intellect to imagine this awesome great God. So we use special poetic terms to try and make it comprehensible.
其实这个诗篇和创世纪第一章很有吻合。
Actually, this psalm is very closely related to Genesis chapter 1.
你可以看创世纪第一章。
And you can look at Genesis chapter 1.
我们第六节到第八节讲到神怎样做水。
And you can see how God created the water.
在创世纪第一章第六节到第八节是这样讲。
And in Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 to 8 it says,
神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下。
Then God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
神就做出空气，将空气分为以上的水，空气以上的水分开了，事就这样成了。
Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so.
神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨，第二日是第二日。
And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day.
那个即系诗篇话水嘅角楼楼角有栋梁，咁你觉得天嘅水分有栋梁吗？
And in Psalms it says that the chambers of the heavens there are pillars, columns holding it up. Do you see columns holding up the heavens?
有冇见过？ 这个美丽的比喻的方式称呼神做出来，但是我们在创世纪见到神创造水，又将天上的水和地上的水分开。
But you see in Genesis it says that God created the water and there's the water above and the water below.
天上嘅水就系空气，我哋喺山上嘅时候喺云里边见到呢啲水好清楚。
When we were up on the mountain, in the middle of the cloud, the fog, we saw the water.
因为个雾好大嘅，我哋有几次咧就去到我同呢条柱都睇唔到。
The fog was so thick, even at times from where I'm standing to this pillar right here, I couldn't even see the pillar.
呢个就系空气嘅水。
And that's water in the air.
我哋知道我哋嘅大气层系有好多嘅水分。
And you know, there's lots of water in our atmosphere.
我哋称为雨水。
And we call it rain,
系咪？有黑云嚟到，啲水落嚟，我哋睇到啲水好清楚。
And when a big black cloud comes over and it starts raining, you know there's lots of water up there.
所以神将呢水放喺天上，亦都将呢水放喺地。
And so God put the water up in the heavens, and He also put the water down on the land.
天上嘅水系蒸气，系咪？地上嘅水系海河。
And the water in the earth is, you know, the ocean, the streams, the lakes.
神好奇妙，你知道水有三个体质吗？
You know, there's three different types of structures that water can be in. Is it structures? Is that the right word?
水如果是固体呢，就是叫什么？是啊， ice， 不是索那些，是冻那些。
And if water is in its solid form, it's ice, the cold form, not the drug form.
如果是液体是叫什么？
And if it's in its liquid form, we call it water.
你喝得的。
And you can drink that.
如果是它的气体是叫什么？
And in its gas form, we call it steam.
蒸气。Vapor. Yeah. 所以我们看到是这三种的固体、液体，同埋蒸气体都系水。
And so all three forms, whether it's solid, liquid, or vapor, it's still water.
所以神将嗰啲水摆喺天，又将啲水摆喺地。
And so God put the water up in the sky and put the water down on the earth.
你知道系洪水之前呢？我哋地气层有好多嘅水分喺上边。
And you know, before the flood, the vapor in the sky was greater than what it is now.
喺洪水之前有好多嘅水分喺度。但我想你睇一个嘅图片，系第五，因为第五节话将地立在根基上，使地永不动摇。
And I want to look at a picture because in verse 5 it says that you who laid the foundations of the earth so that it would not be moved forever.
这个都是一个比喻的方式，说表示神是整到一个世界不会 动摇的。
And that's another parable form to express that God has created this earth and it's not going to be moved.
神是建立世界，是固定的，肯定的。
And God's created this earth and it's fixed, it's permanent.
直到神要将世界毁灭为止。
Until the time when God is going to destroy the earth.
有日世界会被毁灭。
One day this earth will be destroyed.
神会毁灭世界。他就要有个新天新地来。
And he's going to destroy this earth and a new heavens and a new earth are going to come.
耶稣讲明天地要废去，但我的话永不废去。
And Jesus said the heavens and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
所以我们知道世界有日会动摇，会消失，但要等到耶稣那日说是要过去，先过去。
But we know one day the world will pass away, but it will not pass away until God says it's time.
所以在现在世界是不动摇的。
And so now the world will not be moved.
我们看这个图画呢，就是以前的人即是觉得世界是这样。加加我们转个图画。是啦。咁啊，呢个图画咧就系、是、
我下面地的栋梁我写错了，应该地的根基。那四个黑色就是地的根基，以前的人说四条柱就是建立世界。跟着天空的 有水分，有一个的阁楼，跟住有嗰个穹苍啊，跟住世界两个山，嗰啲唔系山嚟嘅，嗰啲系嗰啲栋梁嘅，撑住呢个嘅阁楼。And so here you see a picture of what the ancients thought the world was like. It had four pillars holding it up. It had two columns. Those are not mountains. Those are columns holding up the canopy. And then there's the firmament in the sky, and 咁啊，喺个穹苍之后咧，就系神嘅天国。And after the firmament is where God dwells. 咁呢个以前啲人即系觉得世界系咁。And that's what the ancients thought the world was like. 可以欣赏下呢个古时代嘅谂法。即系现代今时今日咧，有冇人相信系世界系咁咧？Do you think anybody believes the world is like this today? 今日都有人觉得世界系平嘅。You know, there are people today that still believe that the earth is flat. 佢哋相信有四个栋梁，四个根基。And they believe that there are four pillars holding it up. 喺南极嗰度有根基撑住个世界。And they believe that at the South Pole, that these pillars are at the South Pole. 佢又即系唔相信现代科学。觉得现代科学是欺骗 ，and they don't believe in modern science. They believe it's a lie. 咁圣经点样睇 ？What does the Bible say？ 我哋睇到呢个诗篇系有好多比喻，系咪因为呢啲比喻就当系真实呢 ？And we see in this psalm it's talking about parabolic form. And does that mean that that's the way it really is？ 圣经有冇讲到世界系点样 ？Does the Bible say what the world is like？是知道以前哥伦比亚未发现到新大陆美洲的时候，很多人都以为世界是平的，以为你在海里面行你会跌下来。 And you know, before Columbus discovered the New World, many people in the ancient times believed the world was flat, and you go out to sea, you're going to fall off the end. 圣经怎样看？当哥伦比亚找到美洲的时候，很多现代科学家说，哎，信教的人是痴线，没有科学头脑，你看圣经是假的。 You know, after Columbus discovered the America and they discovered the world was not flat, you wouldn't fall off the head. They say, you people that believe in the Bible, you have your head in the sand, you don't have the Bible is not scientific, it's not true. 我想问你听，圣经不是一个科学书。I want you to know the Bible is not a book on science. 但是圣经讲到关于科学的东西全部都是准确的。But anytime the Bible mentions anything about science, it will be accurate. 圣经所讲的是一定会是科学可以证明是真实。And whatever the Bible says, the sooner or later science is going to be able to prove that it's right. 从来没试过科学否认圣经。Never has there been a time where science has disproved the Bible. 咁你话呢个点睇？咁啊？我想你睇以赛亚书四十章廿二节。I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 40 verse 22。可以转翻以赛亚书俾佢。呢个以赛亚书四十章廿二节，嘉嘉可以转翻呢个图画。咁啊，以赛亚书四十章廿二节话。神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像禾虫，他铺张穹苍如万子，展开诸天如何如可住的帐幕。It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers who stretched out the heavens like a curtain and spread them out like a tent to dwell in.嗱，呢度讲到世界系点样，话系一个大圈，神喺个大圈之上。And so here the Bible tells us what the earth is like. It says it's like a big circle. 咁啊，呢个大圈，咁啊，所以我哋圣经讲世界系圈，咁你觉得世界系咪圈嘅 And so the Bible says the earth is a circle. Do you think the earth is circular? 三角形啊, 长方形的。 So is the earth a circle? Is it round? Is it square? Is it triangle? 今天我们知道是圆圈的嘛? We know it's a round circular sphere. 今天所以这个同科学没错的, 再看约伯记26章第7节。 Now look at Job chapter 26, verse 7. 约伯记26章第7节。 神将地极铺在空中, 将大地悬在虚空. He stretched out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing.
这个告诉我们世界是怎样。
What does this tell us the earth is like?
是悬挂在空中.
It tells us that God has hung the earth in empty space.
所以我们知道这个是应用世界在空中悬挂在这里。
And so this is telling us the earth is suspended in empty space.
所以我们看得到这个跟科学没冲突。
And so you see there's no conflict with science in this aspect.
我们的科学变来变去,但是圣经不会变。 无论你相信世界是平或者圆或者是悬挂,圣经都是真实。
You know, no matter what you believe about how the earth is, if it's flat, if it's round, if it's whatever, you know, the Bible is true. The Bible is awesome. The Bible will always be true.
有日我们想到天上,个个都会看得到原来世界是怎样。
And one day when we get up into heaven, you know, we're all going to know what the earth is really all about.
有日我们全部都会看清楚。
And one day we'll all see very clearly.
但是去回诗篇104,第6节到第9节又讲关于科学的另一个好奇妙的事。
But when you go back to Psalms 104 and verse 6 to 9, you see another aspect about science.
它这个说用深水遮盖地面, 犹如衣裳,诸水高过山岭,
you covered it with the deep as with a garment, and the water stood above the mountains. 你的
叱咤一发,水便奔逃,你的雷声一发,水便奔流.
At your rebuke they fled, at the voice of your thunder they hastened away.
诸山声声,诸谷沉下,归你为他所安定之地.
They went up over the mountains, they went down into the valleys, the place which you founded for them.
你定了界限,使水不能过去, 不再转回遮盖地面.
You set the boundaries that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth.
那开头诗篇是讲创世纪第一章，去到这个第六节，他转态跳到创世纪第六章到第十章.
At first, the psalmist was talking about Genesis chapter 1, in the creation, and now in verse 6, he's skipping over and talking about Genesis chapter 6 to 10.
因为第六章开始讲洪水.
Because in chapter 6, he starts talking about the flood.
在洪水曾经说,曾经有日,在大气层这些这么多的水分,因为人犯罪,因为人叛逆,神就要惩罚。
神要惩罚就是用洪水毁灭世界. And what the Bible tells us is that this big cloud, this canopy of vapor that was once in the atmosphere, over the whole earth, because of the sin of man, because man turned away from God, because man's ways were wicked, God came to punish and to judge. And he used the flood as a judgment.
圣经说神叫挪亚, 做一个方舟,挪一家八口进入方舟,叫所有的动物一公一乸进入方舟同他一起.
And the Bible tells us that God called Noah, and Noah with his family of eight, and they went, built an ark, and then God told him to bring all the animals by twos, by male and female, and bring them onto the ark. 当佢系时候嘅时候，全部入咗方舟，跟住落四十日咒雨喺全世界。And when they got into the ark, and then it rained for 40 days and 40 nights all over the earth. 你可以想象下以前我哋天上个水分嗰、那个大气层嘅水。以前有几多？ And you can imagine how great this canopy of water was, the vapor in the sky in the past, before the flood. 当时这个大气层其实有科学证明是曾经在这里，因为看到东南西北全世界都是 温柔的气温，没有雷、暴风，没有台风。没落雪，没落雨。 And history and there is evidence that proves that at one time the earth was at a temperate mild temperature all around, even on the North Pole, the South Pole, all around, and that there were no great storms, no typhoons, nothing like that. 但是洪水之后，这个水分落到地面，就形成了现在的深海。But after the flood, this water came down to earth, and now it's caused the great oceans. 咁啊，我哋大气层因为薄咗，人嘅寿命以前系900岁，而家就系长命140岁最多。And before the flood, people could live to be 900 years, and now after the flood, maybe 140 years at the most, 120 years. 睇到以前呢个大气层系保护世界。宇宙的攻击，宇宙光就是攻击不到我们。 And that before the canopy around the earth was a protection so that the radiation from the outer atmosphere wouldn't affect us. 很多的证据告诉我们以前世界是这样，但现在这个经文说洪水过后水就退回，神定了界限，他不会再过去。 But here in Psalms it tells us that after the flood the waters dissipated, they went back down, and God has set boundaries that they will not come again to flood the earth. 你知道以前呢，科学家就因为洪水就批评圣经话不合科学。And you know, before, in times past, scientists would accuse the Bible of being unscientific because of the flood. 他就说我们有一个统一的理论，我们所观察世界历史是怎样进行，以前是怎样进行，现在都是这样进行，我们观察现在就知道以前是怎样。 And they had a concept called uniformitarianism, and they believed that as we observe what the earth is doing today is what it always did in the past, and so we can say what it always did in the past is based on what we can observe today, so therefore there is never a great cataclysm, there is never a great flood because there aren't any now. 所以他说曾经冇呢个嘅大灾难，宇宙性嘅、全球性嘅大灾难，因为而家都冇嘅，所以以前都冇嘅。And for this one reason, they threw out the flood account, thinking that it was unscientific. 八十年代好奇怪，喺八十年代有人写咗本书，改观晒所有宇宙科学嘅理论。But in the 1980s, somebody wrote a book, and it completely transformed the whole concept of scientists even till today. 佢有嗰本书就系 Vladimir Universe's Collision or something.他讲水星撞地球， and he talked about meteorites or asteroids colliding with the earth. 到今时今日，这个水星撞地球的产生全球性的大威胁的大灾害，是成为科学的觉得是事实，是肯定，甚至可能会再发生。
And now till today, they've completely transformed their concept of the universe, and they think that meteorites or asteroids bombarding the earth has happened in the past, and it will happen again in the future.
所以现在他说不是曾经试过一次，是试过好多次，甚至乎冰河时期不是一次的，是试过好多次的。
And so now they're saying that not even the ice age was not only one ice age, but it happened multiple times.
那么洪水呢，为什么还要拒绝洪水呢？ So why do they have to continue to reject the theory, the fact of the flood?
洪水有很多的证明，证明都是高山运动、海生物的很多方面、很多科学的东西可以证明洪水曾经发生过。
So why do you have to continue to reject the fact of the flood when there's all the scientific evidence, all the marine life on top of high mountains, all sorts of evidence?
他拒绝这个理论，这个事实不是理论，因为他的理论。
And they reject this scientific fact because of their theory of science.
圣经说洪水是真实，神在他的怜悯。
And the Bible says that the flood is real, and it was by God's mercy that he destroyed the earth. Because at that time, if God had not preserved man by having Adam and his family go into the ark, you and I would not be here today.
神当时会毁灭世界，耶稣基督不会来，你和我没希望。
And God would have wiped out the earth, Jesus never would have come, and you and I would have no hope.
洪水就是神审判，但是神都俾我哋有机会，有怜悯。
And God judged by the flood, but through that, he also gave us hope, he gave us a promise.
你记得挪亚出方舟之后，神俾佢一个记号。
And when Noah came out of the ark, God gave Noah a sign to prove to him, I will never use the flood to wipe out the earth again. And what was that sign?
是彩虹，神俾我哋有彩虹喺度。每次睇到个彩虹，俾挪亚睇到，虽然落雨有彩虹出现，我唔会再毁灭世界。曾经做过，以后唔会再做。
And God, by the rainbow, he promised Noah, every time it rains, you look at that rainbow, you see, I will not wipe out the earth by a flood. It's a promise, and I will never do it again.
直到今时今日，几千年之后都冇再发生，所以科学家以为唔会发生，但系其实神做嘅神迹。
And so even today, for thousands of years later, it hasn't happened again. Scientists think it's false, but God is faithful.
神嘅应许系真实，
God's promise is true.
所以神今日俾呢个应许，神系爱你，要拯救你。
And that's the promise God gives to you today. God loves you and he wants to save you.
你睇第10节到15节，if
you look at verse 10 to verse 15,
耶和华使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间。
He sends the springs into the valleys, they flow among the hills.
使野地的走兽有水喝，野鹿得解其渴。
They give drink to the field, to every beast of the field, the wild donkeys quench their thirst.
天上的飞鸟在旁住宿，在树枝上啼叫。
By them, the birds of the heaven have their home. They sing among the branches.
他继续讲到呢，即系海嘅鱼、飞嘅鸟、牛嘅蔬菜，神系建立，系有佢嘅位置，神系维持生命嘅神。
He's talking about the fish, the birds, the cattle, the vegetables. And what he's saying is that God is preserving life.
神是创造生命的主，神是维持生命的主。
And God is the creator of life and he is the sustainer of life.
我们要赞美主，因为他是维持生命，他给我们这个美丽的世界，是可以维持生命。
And we need to worship God because he gave us this awesome planet that can sustain life.
是这个地球是适合我们住。
And this earth is suitable for us to live on.
神是安排水，又安排鱼，又安排蔬菜，又安排一切我们需要的去生活。
God provided water, he provided rain, he provided sunshine, he provided vegetables, he's provided everything we need to live.
这个全部都是因为神的爱。
And it's all because of God's love.
神是维持生命的主。
And God is the sustainer of life.
你看16节到23节都是。
And in verse 16 to verse 23, it's the same.
主美的树木是就是黎巴嫩的香柏树，是耶和华所栽种的。
都滿了執仗. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he planted, 著了在其上搭禍, 至於松樹是他的房屋. Where the birds make their nests, where the storks has their home in the fir trees. 他繼續講到的山羊等等到二十節你在黑夜為夜林中的白雀獸就是爬出來. You make darkness and it is night in which the beasts of the forest creep about. 22 verse 22 日頭一出獸便躲避 When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. 人出去做工,勞碌直到晚上. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening.
这里讲到神是给我们这个世界适合动物住,适合人住.
这个是神维持生命给我们美丽的环境.
And here God's just telling us how he's created such a beautiful place, suitable for us to live, suitable for animals to live, and how God has put it together and ordered it so beautifully.
農曆新年期間,我們看到月亮, 其實農曆是因為根據月亮, 是不是? 來定,是一個月曆,不是一個陽曆。
And you know, the Chinese New Year is based on the lunar calendar, not on the solar calendar. And so,
我们农历期间会想到月亮,又会想到十二生肖,有没有想到创造月亮,创造天的神呢?
And so many Chinese at the lunar calendar, they think of the moon, they think of the zodiac, but do they think of the creator, God, who created it all?
是神是安置安排神将这些在这里给我们可以定节日在十九节你安置月亮为定节令日头为知之沉落.
And in verse 19 it says he appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knows it's going down.
是神安排神摆在这里.
God created it, God put it there, positioned in right place.
弟兄姊妹, 我覺得這個詩篇叫我們更加思考神的偉大.
I think this psalm encourages to look more and think of God's awesomeness.
但我們生活這個環境是一個人手做出來的環境.
But you know, we're living in an environment created by man's hands.
你走出來全部是石屎, 有高樓大廈, 有石屎路.
You're living in a concrete jungle, you know, a place where nothing but high rises and cement streets.
我们所用的手提电话、电脑、电视机、揸车,
and we use our mobile phones, our computers, we watch our television, we drive our cars.
全部都是人手做的.
All these are things created by man.
你几时望上天见到星星?
When do you look up in the sky and see stars?
何時去到一些大自然,去看到,哇,這個宏偉的.
When do you get out and see the nature and see how awesome it is?
何時去到看海,看到,哇,海這麼大. 坐在海邊,哇,看浪聲,好舒服.
And stand by the side of the ocean and listen to the waves coming and be...
當你越接近大自然的時候, 会发现到越能够思想到神的伟大.
When you get out into the nature, it's easier to think about the Creator.
我们大屿山见到虽然不是高山，如果跟西藏来比较，湿湿碎啊。
We were on Lantau on Phoenix Hill, but you know, compared to the Tibetan Himalayas, you know, it's nothing, right?
但是都很伟大,
but it's still awesome and grand.
当我们越能够思想到神,
and when you can come and relax and think about how great our God is, you can realize that he's so awesome.
可惜我们因为我们人手做出来的,
unfortunately, because of what we are doing with our hands, we're destroying our planet, right?
北京蒙蔽天气，影响成半个中国。
And how about the pollution from Beijing? It's affecting half of China.
不是北京先有，美洲啊、澳洲都有啊。
But even in North America, in Europe, it's the same, right?
空气污染、水质污染、福海日本地震之后个福海流个辐射落海多唔多？系咪福海核点？
Yeah, in Japan, after the earthquake, you know, and all the nuclear waste that's being dumped into the ocean for still all these years, still.
在澳门，可能我哋觉得好难系见到神嘅伟大。鼓励你有机会出去，更加亲近大自然，思想到神嘅作为。
You know, in Macau, sometimes it's hard to see how great God is because of this concrete jungle we live in. I encourage you to, if you have an opportunity, to get out and just be in nature and think about how awesome God is.
在这个24节至30节
and here in verse 24 to verse 30,
耶和华啊，你所做的何其多！都是你用智慧造成的，遍地满了你的丰富。
O Lord, how manifold are your works and wisdom! You have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions.
哪里有海，又有大港，其中有无数的动物，大小活物都有。
This great and wide sea in which are immutable, teeming things, living things, both small and great.
这个继续讲，有船，有鳄鱼，有神做奇妙的事。
And it continues on saying there's, you know, there's boats and there's lamantin or crocodiles or whatever, you know. And it's just so awesome what God has done.
你跳到29、30节。
And then in 29 and 30,
你掩面他们便惊惶，你收回他们的气，他们就死了，死亡。
You hide your face and they are troubled. You take away their breath and they die and return to the dust.
你发出你的灵，他们便受咒。你使地面更换为新。
You set forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
这个看到神创造这些，但是神都是收回。神是赐生死。
God is Lord over life and death, and He controls life and death.
神是给我们美丽的世界，也都是给我们生命，但是生死是神的手里面。
God has given us an awesome planet to live on, and He's given us life, but you know, life is in the hand of God.
我们没人知道几时是死亡日期。
Nobody knows when our time to go will come.
当我们要离开，我们死亡是归于尘土。
And when it's time to leave, you know, we go back to earth. We go back to the dust.
刚刚主席说我们听89岁将伯母婆婆在过年期间就归天家的。
And the, we just heard in the announcements that 89-year-old grandmother Zheng went back to be with the Lord.
感谢主，佢半昏迷嘅时候喺医院决志信耶稣。
And praise God that while she was in a semi-incoherent state in the hospital, she accepted Christ.
咁啊，王医生又同佢祈祷，我同师母都有同佢祈祷，我哋都肯定佢决志信耶稣。
And Stanley prayed with her, and Kitty and I prayed with her, and we are positive that she made a true confession and is believing in Jesus Christ.
我相信佢今日喺天上
，and I believe she's in heaven today.
神系收回佢生命
，God took back her life，
但系俾佢永生。But gave her eternal life. 生命在神的手里面。
Life is in the hands of the Lord.
我哋行山嗰日，大屿山见到一班两个人，我同师母坐喺度休息紧，唞下气。When we were on Lantau Island in the mountain, saw two guys, and Kitty and I were sitting. We were recuperating because it's kind of hard walking up that hill.
咁佢嘅架餐同人哋唔同，佢有好多绳，有好多架餐，有好多咁佢好轻易行过。
And these two guys, they had all these ropes and all this equipment, and they just walk right past us so easily.
跟住我哋唞下气之后，我哋起翻身行几步，佢就喺度食紧午饭。
And after we got up, we walked in just a few paces, and they were right there in front of us eating lunch.
我忍唔住，因为好多人行山啊嗰日，但系得呢两个人系咁嘅打扮。
And I couldn't help myself. I had to ask them, you know, because lots of people were on the hill that day, and only these two guys were like that. So I asked them,
你哋去边度爬山啊？我哋行山，你去边度爬山？
I said, we're walking on the hill. You're climbing. You're mountain climbing. Where are you going to do that on this hill?
跟住佢话我听，嗱喺呢个溪间，我谂谂呢度咧，我哋原本系下边要爬上嚟嘅。
And they said, here right in front of us, this stream right here, it goes all the way down, and we're going to come up from the bottom.
但系话好多人喺下边爬紧上嚟嘅，咁有啲大石跌落嚟，好混乱，好多人走，我哋走及时走甩咗。
And they said, there are lots of people down there trying to climb, and some big rocks fell down, and it got confused, and we got away just out of time.
跟住，嘿，听到直升机，有直升机嚟，系肯定嚟抢救。
And then all of a sudden we heard the helicopter, and they said they're down there as a rescue team.
我同师母继续行成个几钟，继续上到山顶。
Kitty and I kept walking for another over an hour and a half to get to the top of the hill.
一路行，一路听到直升机。
The whole time we heard the helicopter.
嗰晚翻到屋企。咪翻到瞓嘅地方，打开新闻听到喺嗰度有人 pass 跌死咗。
And when we got home that night, turned on the news and we heard that somebody was climbing and he fell and he died.
原来系佢59岁生日，佢屋企人去庆祝叫佢爬山。
It was his 59th birthday and they told him to go and you know to celebrate to climb the mountain.
佢跌死咗。嗰日大雾，其实唔适宜爬山。
And it was such a big fog. It was not a suitable day to be climbing the mountain like that.
佢有个石壁嘅，系要咁样真系用绳爬上。
It was a big sheer cliff that they were going up with.
58, 59岁、89岁，始终人人都有一死。
59 years old, 89 years old. Everybody is going to die one day.
生死喺神嘅手里边
，Life is in God's hands. 神系掌管生命 ，God is in control of life.
但我哋睇得到呢度喺30节，神话更换为新。
But here it says at the end of verse 30, you renew the face of the earth.
神唔单止系更换地面嘅为新，神系更换我哋嘅生命。
God not only renews the face of the earth, but God can renew our life.
因为耶稣基督为我哋死，耶稣基督为我哋复活，耶稣系初熟嘅果子。佢复活，我哋相信耶稣，我哋有日虽然死了，也必复活。
Because Jesus died for our sins, He rose from the dead. Jesus is the first fruits of Christ, and because Jesus rose from the dead, if we believe in Jesus, when we die, we have the faith that we will be resurrected.
我相信张伯母而家喺天上，有日当耶稣翻嚟，佢都会复活嘅。
And I believe that grandmother Jung is in heaven today, and when Jesus comes back, she will be resurrected and be with us in heaven.
呢个系神俾我哋个应许。This is the promise that God gives us. 喺耶稣基督里边，我哋有永生。
In Jesus Christ, we have eternal life.
所以呢个生命有日会过去。但我哋唔单止喺呢个地上有生命，我哋喺天上有永远嘅生命。
And the promise is that one day our body is going to get old and pass away, but we don't only have life for here on this earth. God has given us the promise of eternal life that we can have eternity with Him in glory.
So, 31-35, so verse 31 to 35, 愿耶和华的荣耀存到永远。
愿耶和华喜悦自己所做的。May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. 他看地，地变震动；他摸山，山就无烟。He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. 我要一生向耶和华唱诗。我还活的时候，我要向神歌颂。I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. 愿他以我的麦念为甘甜，我要因耶和华欢喜。May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. 愿罪人从世上消灭，愿恶人归于无有。我的心啊，我要称颂耶和华。
May sinners be consumed from the earth. May the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，诗人就完结，就赞美神。
And the psalmist is concluding his psalm with praise and worship to God.
他就赞美，他在35节说罪人要消灭。
And he's praising the Lord in 35. He says that sinners will be consumed. The wicked no more.
但我们知道，我们信耶稣就有永生。
But those of us that believe in Jesus have eternal life.
愿你要有永生，愿你要是死之后有这个确据，你要信耶稣。
And if you want to have this assurance that after you die you have eternal life, you need to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣是为我们死，为我们复活，他又要为我们回来。
Because Jesus died for us and he rose for us and he's going to come again.
神创造这个宇宙，虽然是美丽，都是短暂。
And God created this beautiful universe and as beautiful as it is, it's going to pass away one day.
天地要废去，但神的话永不废去。
Heavens and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away.
当这个天地废去的时候，神就个新天新地。
And when this heaven and earth pass away, God's going to do a new heavens and a new earth.
只有相信耶稣的人可以同他一起天堂。
And only those who believe in Jesus will be able to go with him into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们默饼纪念主。
Today we're going to take communion and remember Jesus, what he's done for us.
当我睇到呢个诗篇，我心里边好感谢主。
And as I look at this psalm, I just worship God and praise God.
佢为我哋创造咁好，佢系一个伟大嘅神，至大嘅。
And he's created us, he's made this beautiful place for us. He is awesome, he is great.
但系佢唔单止为我哋做咁多。他自己谦卑来到世界做人。
Not only did he do all this great awesome stuff, but he came humbly to earth as a man.
他知道我们是犯罪，他不想再用洪水毁灭，他就开了一个拯救的路。
He doesn't want to destroy the earth again in a flood. He opened the door of salvation.
他自己来到世界做人，成为耶稣成为你和我的救主。
And he came to earth as a human. He came to earth as Jesus Christ and to be your Savior and my Savior.
耶稣钉十字架为你死，为我死，还要宽恕赦免你的罪。
He was crucified on the cross for you and for me to take our punishment.
他不想毁灭，他不想审判，他想拯救。
He doesn't want to judge, he doesn't want to punish, he wants to save.
我们吃这个饼，饮这个杯，代表耶稣的身体，代表耶稣的血。
As we partake of this bread and the cup, the bread represents the body of Christ, the cup, the blood of Christ.
耶稣为我们死，流出他的宝血。
Jesus died,for us and shed his blood.
他代替我们死。He substituted his life for us. 我们吃这个饼，饮这个杯，要纪念耶稣。
As we partake in the bread and the cup, we remember what Jesus did for us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们吃这个饼，这个杯之前，我想大家去思考自己。
And before we partake in the cup and the
in the bread, I want us all to stop and think about our own life.
过年期间, 有没有得罪神?
Over the Chinese New Year, did you do things that maybe were displeasing to God?
有没有一些你觉得需要神宽恕?
Is there anything that you did that you want God to forgive you for?
我们吃这个饼,喝这个杯之前,你可以安静求神宽恕。
And before we partake, you can quietly at your chair say, Lord, forgive me.
神不想审判,神想拯救。
God doesn't want to judge, he wants to save.
我们求神宽恕,求神怜悯。
We need to ask God's forgiveness, ask his mercy.
求神用祂的保护再一次洁净我们的心。
And ask God once again to use his blood to cleanse us afresh.
如果你未信耶稣,
if you're not a Christian today,
请你不要吃这个饼,不要喝这个杯。
Please don't take the cup or the bread.
因为这个代表耶稣的身体,耶稣的血,
because it represents the body and blood of Christ.
如果你未信耶稣,你吃是没意思。
If you don't believe in Jesus, taking it has no meaning to you.
但我们相信耶稣,我们请大家,我们等到大家有,我们先一起吃。
But for those of us who do believe, wait as we pass it out and we'll all partake together.
我们先一起低头祈祷。
First, let's pray.
天父,我们感谢你, 我们看到这个伟大的诗篇, 看到你的创造的奇妙, 主要我们靠你,
在这个时刻向我们每一个人讲说话，求主耶稣用你的爱呼唤我们的心。可能过年期间我们得罪过你，做一些你不喜欢的事，将我求你宽恕，赦免我们。求主耶稣再一次用你的宝血洁净我们的心， 让我们能够恢复同神的关系。求主洁净我们。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求。